Well, good morning. Welcome to it.
I'm going to go watch this one at the IMAX, man.
It's got to be released first.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you ever been to an IMAX?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When?
I went to one there in Springfield. They had one. Missouri. Yeah. Can't remember what we saw. I think we saw like, was it like 12 or 14? What was that? What was the one with...
2012?
No. It was the war movie with John Krasinski. 48 Hours? Or no, what was it?
1907?
No, not that one.
Or 1911?
No. It was the new one. It was about them being over there in the Middle East. 48 Hours? Yeah. You know where they're at the embassy and they got to fight off those guys?
It doesn't matter. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
IMAX is sweet, though. I've heard recently a couple people have gone, and they're like, dude, I haven't been since, like, fifth grade. I think we took, like, a field trip there once.
Yeah.
But, man, I heard it's epic, so should go check out Top Gun when it comes out.
Sounds riveting. All right. Can we move on from your IMAX experience? Damn movie's never going to be released. We just need to let it go. Anyway, we got to get to your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I heard the screen is just massive.
Yeah,
Brock,
it's a big screen, and there's awesome sound. Jesus. That's why it's called IMAX. It's to the max. God, you're an idiot. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
That's what I heard. It's like 77 feet high. Dude.
Pump that. Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. I hope someone throws you in a septic tank. That's what I hope happens. All right. And then they don't get you. They don't call Pump That Septic. No, they don't pump it. Leave you in there. Hey, you're going to love this story, Hunter. Finding the cost of Peloton a little too pricey? Now you can just rent one. The fitness company is testing a new business model that will let users rent one of their exercise bikes for $60 to $100 a month. That fee also includes classes. A bike purchase plus classes cost about $1,500.
It's probably because they're collecting them because people aren't using them. They're collecting dust. That's what they're doing. So now they're like, oh, man, we can't sell these. We can just rent them out now. Peloton's great at marketing and making money. Off of you people out there that just think it's the greatest thing in the world. $2,500 you spent. How does that feel? There's probably a lot of you listening right now like, damn, you're right. I haven't been on that Peloton in a while.
Well, they did. They took a huge hit kind of as the pandemic petering off there. And obviously not that we're out of it, but they're really struggling right now. So now they're saying, okay, they've already dropped the price. Now they're saying, well, maybe we'll just let people rent one. But you know what? In the Peloton world, you know, you got the people who own the Peloton. They look down on the people who just rent the Peloton. Like, oh, you don't own your Peloton?
Damn. You peasant.
You rent? Oh, I remember. Do you need me to lend you some money? Because I can't believe that you only rent your Peloton. Barbara, did you hear this? This man rents his Peloton. Oh.
Yes, oh. Yes.
Barbara clutches her pearls like, my word. You rent your Peloton?
She faints.
Yeah.
I could never, you guys know, I could never rally around it.
Yeah. Well, and look, I get it. Fitness equipment, you know, when it's built right, okay, yeah. I mean,
it's like $3,000.
It's ridiculously expensive. And then the way they went about it, too, it was very snobbish. It was very snooty. It was for the workout people that you hate to work out with, all right? You know, the workout people that always talk about their workout, all right? The workout people that... like, are always drinking a protein, like, mixed drink. They always have, like, that shaker bottle. It's like, all right, we get it. We get it. They're always talking about their instructor and how great their instructor is. It's like, okay, all right, all right.
Have you seen the Mayhem commercial where he's on the Peloton or the bike or whatever, a bolt comes loose?
Yeah, exactly.
Off of it.
You know, the kind of people that judge you when they're out to eat with you because you're eating, like, a burger, and they're like, oh, no, can I just get a salad, please? I was on my Peloton earlier. And,
you know, at $3,000, to me, it'd be like, all right, do I get the Peloton or I just get the surgery?
That's what I would do. You know? Just go get the fat sucked out. You're fine. You're fine.
You know?
Yeah. But then you can't tell everyone that you own a Peloton, Hunter, though. That's the prestige right there. You can't have some, you know.
I have the pictures of you.
some
pedaling away on your Peloton.
Early 20s fitness instructor telling you to get savage on it. All right, come on now.
Come on, Pelotoners.
Wait, you wrench your Peloton? Oh my, oh my.
It's not savage enough.
Are you hard up for money? I can help you. Do you need a loan? Lastly, Elon Musk has challenged Vladimir Putin to a fight. I am not making this up. On Twitter, Musk said if Putin loses the single combat challenge, he should give up on Ukraine. Musk even tagged the Kremlin to make sure Russian president saw the tweet. I would love to see this.
I love Elon Musk. I'm telling you, he would show up with gloves on.
Yeah.
He's that kind of a dude.
Yeah.
He's just an interesting, smart, intuitive, everything about this dude. He came out, and you see what he tweeted about the oil? He's like, we need to open up our own oil. Yeah. The guy now, who invented EVs, basically, is like, hey, we need to open up our own pipelines, guys.
To be fair, he does have FU money. So a guy in that position, he can do things still, like hurt his company.
That. Who else is doing that?
And nobody. Do things like, challenge the president of Russia to a fight. There's actually been like people have done the stats on this. So Elon, he's 50 years old, 6'2", 180 pounds. Putin, 69 years old, only 5'5". Question, why are we scared of this guy? He's 5'5".
He's 5'5", huh?
And he weighs 154 pounds. Elon.
He's a lot taller than 5'5". Damn, Brocky's only got you about like 3 inches.
You son of a bitch. You know what? You know what? It's because you're tall and gangly, all right? Don't you come at me with this. Also, both guys are trained in jiu-jitsu. So it might be a pretty interesting
Putin get his black belt taken, though?
He got it revoked from the jiu-jitsu council or something like that. But
his magical powers are gone, man.
I feel like this might be worth watching.
Come on, let's do it. Love it. And now,
in the red corner, he's a little weird. He's been to space. Standing at a wiry 6'2", 180 pounds, Mr. Electric himself, Elon Musk. And in the blue corner, the king of the Kremlin, the man who looks great shirtless on horseback.
He's only 3 inches taller than Brock.
He may be old, but he likes to fight. He's drunk on vodka constantly. Mr. Vladimir Putin. All right, boys, I want to see a good, clean fight. No low blows.
No cherry picking.
I would watch that. I would watch that very much.
So stupid.
Anyway, so there you go. We got renting Pelotons. My word. You wrench a Peloton? And Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin getting in the ring. Going to throw down. All right, that is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock